The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And then he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. And he observed, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have made their offerings from their surplus wealth, but she in her poverty has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps there is a teaching here, especially when we are entering into a season of gifting. How precious is a small gift that comes from the heart. We overestimate the value of small gifts. Large gifts are impressive. Small gifts that come from the heart are impactful. The great gifts are impactful in their own way, but there's something very special about a gift that comes from the heart. It's thoughtful. It's measured by not the need of the other person, but my need to give, my need to share. It comes from somewhere deep inside myself, something that can't be bought with money. It can't be purchased. You can't get it on Amazon. It's something that comes deep from the heart. Thinking along these lines, I have said before that I remember this special gift given to Cardinal Manning. He received many, many gifts. People would give him every kind of, sometimes quite expensive gifts, but he had no regard for expensive gifts. He would give them away. But on one occasion, this man, he was a truck driver from Pico Rivera, Carlos. And when Timothy Manning was made a cardinal in 1973, Carlos and Josie Arbayo were very close friends with the cardinal for lots of reasons. They were regular folks from Pico Rivera, and Carlos played the guitar, and he would come with the cardinal and myself on Christmas Day to the men's jail, New Year's Day to the women's jail, and he and some of his compadres would play the Christmas carols. But his guitar was very important to him, and he wanted to give the cardinal a gift. So he gave the cardinal his guitar. The cardinal didn't know how to play the guitar. And Carlos, I guess, went off and got another guitar. But Cardinal Manning kept that guitar. When he was moving here to Holy Family, 1985, he got rid of almost all the things he had. His place of residence here was very small. But he brought the guitar because it came from the heart. And that guitar is in the archives of the Archdiocese in the place for Timothy Manning. I never forgot that because it came from the heart, it had a special impact, it had a special precious value to it. That's what we're speaking about in the gospel. Give a gift today now. It could be a phone call. Somebody who's remembered. Especially around this time now with Thanksgiving. Call somebody you haven't talked to for a long time and just bless the person with your phone call. To send a note to somebody. Does not expect it. You're not looking for anything, you're just sending a blessing. That's what this gospel teaches us. Small gifts that come from the heart are especially precious. And that's the widow. In my first assignment, I lived down on Skid Row in 1964, and lots of homeless people. It was a very poor area. And coming up to Christmas, there was this homeless woman. She used to come to church a lot, but she slept in the street under a bridge or wherever. And she wanted to give me a gift, but she didn't have any money. So she gave me a used shaving, a razor for shaving, electric razor, but she didn't have the cord with it. But to me, it was very precious because it came from her heart. I have no idea where she got it. She found it, maybe, but she thought, I might like this. It was all she had, all she could give me for Christmas, so she gave me. I never forgot that. That still is in my memory. Now, I've received many very expensive and wonderful, fabulous gifts for which I am always grateful, but there's something about a small gift that comes from the heart. You want to think about that now when we're coming up to this season of gifting. Large gifts are impressive, but gifts that come from the heart are impactful. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And with this virus out of control, we hear these very sad stories about people who are infected with the virus and those who are recovering from it and the long-term effects that it has on many people. And also praying for all those who are caregivers, the doctors, the nurses, their co-workers. Extraordinary people. They really do teach us about gifts that come from the heart.